News. I'm Ben Thomas. A meat plant in Omaha, Nebraska, the latest site raided by immigration authorities. Douglas County Commissioner Roger Garcia.
First, we want to know who's been detained and how many. We would like to know where they are going. And from there, we want to be able to help individuals who've been detained with legal representation, but also the families affected. From today's raids, there are bound to be children left without parents. There are bound to be spouses left without husbands and wives. And so there's going to be a lot of hurt in this community today.
That sound courtesy KETV. Meantime, protests over such raids have spread from Los Angeles to other cities, including San Francisco, Dallas, New York, Washington, and Chicago, where a car plowed through a crowd. And in Santa Ana, California, a counter-protester with a bullhorn. Of his decision to call out the National Guard and deploy Marines to L.A., President Trump says,
I just want to see peace. If there's peace, we get out. If there's even a chance of no peace, we stay there until there's peace. And a lot of people are being arrested. The rioters, or whatever you want to call them, they better know a lot of people are being arrested. They're going to be in jail for a long time.
On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth questioned about the cost of the deployment, and aide put it at $134 million. At the Southern Baptist National Meeting, delegates overwhelmingly endorsed banning same-sex marriage, including a call for a reversal of the Supreme Court's 10-year-old precedent legalizing it nationwide. They also called for curtailing sports betting and promoting childbearing. The World Bank sharply downgraded its forecast for global economic growth this year to 2.3%, citing a substantial rise in trade barriers. It forecasts U.S. growth at 1.4%, half last year's rate. This is AP News. Jennifer King has the latest on the AP's continuing legal challenge over access to the White House.
The Associated Press has asked for a hearing before the full 15 justices of the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington after a three-judge appellate court said it was okay for the Trump administration to keep AP journalists out of the Oval Office and other events. The panel's ruling handed down Friday paused a district court's April ruling in the AP's favor. For decades, a reporter and a photographer for the AP have been part of a pool, a small group that covers the president in places where space is limited. Now, an AP photographer still routinely gets access to these events, but text reporters rarely do. Ostensibly because of the AP's decision not to follow Trump's lead on changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico. AP spokesman Patrick Max says the appellate panel decision allows the White House to discriminate and retaliate over words it does not like, a violation of the First Amendment. For the Associated Press in Washington, I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.